Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey there, true believers. This is an announcement for all of those living in Melbourne. Here's some huge news for you. The Retreat Hotel in Brunswick has teamed up with this very show, Plumbing the Death Star, for a very special live show. On June 6th at 7 p.m, Plumbing the Death Star will be performing a live show at the Retreat Hotel. What makes it special, you ask? Well, that's very simple. It's free entry. That's right. $0. Zilch. Nada. Totally free. It has a limited capacity, so make sure you get down early. You can grab some food, grab a drink, you know, just hang out. It's the bad content you know and love at the perfect price. Plumbing the Death Star at the Retreat Hotel, 6th of June, 7 p.m. It will be the most mayhem ever caused on a Monday night, and I hope to see you there.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm also Joel.
Well, we ask the important questions like, how would you exploit Elvin and the chipmunks for financial gain? Or personal profit?
So Alvin and the Chipmunks. Alvin!
Yeah. That's famously how Dave says it. Alvin!
Alvin!
Not Alvin!
Yeah. So there's three talking chipmunks.
Yep. Alvin, Theodore.
Simon. Come on.
Simon.
The Alvin, normal Theodore, guy. And Simon. Yeah, the normal one.
You got nerd. Yeah. Cool boy. Normal. Shy kid.
Yeah, he's shy.
That's right. Yeah.
He's got he just wears like a big jumper with.
Yeah.
And these chipmunks talk like human beings.
But yeah. High.
But high pitched. There's also the chipettes, which we don't have. Yeah.
They're unrelated to this story.
Currently, we don't even know they exist. We have the only three talking chipmunks in existence.
Yeah. We think.
We've come across them somehow, found them in a plastic bag, whatever the side of the road.
Hopefully, it would be a shoebox, but all right.
A plastic bag.
Okay.
They've eaten through some of the plastic. Yeah. It's fine.
Take them home. Breeze. On the counter.
What I are found we these chipmunks wearing clothes. Hey, can I have a hot dog? Sorry.
Hey, can I have a hot dog?
And they talk.
That's good if I screamed as well. I'm not used to it yet.
Every single time they talk, you scream.
Oh, that's right. I remember. I will get used to it.
Hey, guys, dinner time. Thanks, fellow.
Oh, my fucking God. Oh, that's right. Sorry. It's just, you got to understand, this is fucked up.
Yeah, so yeah, we understand.
Jesus.
So they not only do they talk, they speak English at a pretty decent level as well.
And
I think they speak full-on normal English, high-pitched. It's not even like a baby version.
No, they're just speaking.
They're like, me, Alvin, me want cookie.
That's horrible. I'd flush them. I'd scream. I'd hit them with my shoe. I'd take off my shoe and squish them on the counter.
Yeah. Chipmunks are big enough that if you crush them on the counter, that's a bad cleanup.
The horrible thing about a chipmunk is it's big enough if I hit it with my shoe, it might not die.
That is bad.
Alvin and the Chipmunks. Why is Alvin so? Alvin, Simon, Theodore. Fuck you, Alvin. Yeah. Are they?
It's just the name of the band. Like, it's not that.
Why'd he take point? No, it's like Jason and the Argonauts. That's fair enough. Yeah, look, I get it.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah, okay.
Josie and the Pussycats?
Yeah. Yeah,
although
yeah.
she doesn't want to be called that.
That's fair. Well,
Lucia
yeah, there
and
you
the
go.
Fuckwits.
Yeah.
Makes sense. So how big are they bigger than regular chipmunks?
No, I think they're normal size. They're the same size as the Chipettes. Who we don't know exist.
What? What cage is that? Hey, you know this talking dog is the same size as another lady
is
talking dog.
Is Donatello a normal size for a Ninja Turtle? Well, he's the same size as Michelangelo, so.
Well, yeah. But no, but if they were two separate, if there was another set of Ninja Turtles, I'd be like, well, they're the same size as the other.
That would tell you nothing.
Well,
what do you mean? I'm just saying, are they regular? Are they bigger than a regular chipmunk?
I think they actually are, because I think chipmunks are actually shockingly small. So, yeah. Actually, thinking about it now, I think they're a little bit.
What I thought was a toddler was actually a talking chipmunk. It's big.
Yeah. It's all that. No, Alvin and the chipmunks still fit in like a palm of a hand.
Yeah, but I think a chipmunk is really small.
The same size as a palm of a hand, which is what you're gesturing.
No, that's. Smaller than a palm.
It's smaller
than
the palm. Because I think Alvin comes up to like here. He's like the size of a meerkat.
Yeah.
Big is Alvin.
I love how this is. How is this going to tie into how we're making money off the chipmunks?
I'm just
a slightly bigger chipmunk. Actually, that would be sick if they were like, this is a slightly bigger.
God,
gorilla.
Give me something for scale, Google. You fucks. Ah, good, a hand. Okay.
You gotta look up the which chipmunk to get in the best head. That is gonna tell you the size of the chipmunks.
Okay, real chipmunks.
I'm pretty sure real chipmunks are tiny.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, and Alvin and the chipmunks are like decent. They're not toddler size, but they're like the size of like a Barbie doll from memory.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah,
oh, no.
I would say they're a bit bigger than
chipmunks. What are you learning about the chipmunks? I hate whatever it is.
Yes.
Please don't let that be true.
What?
What?
So a chipmunk is 4 to 7 inches.
Yeah.
Alvin is 12 inches.
Oh my God, he's huge.
So it's a big chipmunk.
It's quite a bit bigger than a regular chipmunk.
It's like
chipmunk.
More than maybe triple the size of a regular chipmunk.
Yeah, maybe that is enough to like make some money. It's huge.
Alvin is 1 foot tall.
Yeah, that's really big.
Yeah.
I think
about
I can
a
kill
Subway
him with my shoe.
Foot-long sandwich.
I think if I try to kill him with my shoe, he just grabs it.
not today, cunt!
Oh my God, what if you get him? Get him, get him, get him. He's going to kill me.
He's got hands and thumbs. He could stab us.
Yeah, he's crawling in
you
my mouth.
He's
going to
kill me with actual weapons.
He's going to come down my mouth ass first and shit in my throat till I die.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, so how are you?
I'm selling them to Simon Cowell.
Simon Cowell, now or at the height of his fame?
No, right now. Today, I'm calling up Simon because I think he's touchable now.
Yeah, that's true. That's
but I think
this
also gets, and he'd be hungry for his next big break.
Yeah, okay. Oh, yeah.
Singing Chipmunks at least will give him a new reality TV show. Can you sing better than the Chipmunks?
Okay. Great. I love the premise. Yeah. However, do you think that the people, like the everyday citizen now, is going to fall like head over feet for chipmunk music like they did in the 90s?
Yeah. Do you think...
you mean in the 80s, in the 90s, and then again when they made the chipmunk movies in the 2000s? It's almost like it's the perfect time to strike.
And also, fucked up genre? Nightcore? Nightcore is basically chipmunks, right? Nightcore?
What's Nightcore?
It's like chipmunks and fast music or some shit. Look up Nightcore, Dusha, on your little machine.
Yeah.
Get out your little
spout.
Like N-I-G-H-T or K-N-I-G-H-T or N-I-T-E.
I'm gonna level with you fellas. How I've picked up this information, I don't know.
Okay. And there's an artist called Nightcore. Is that who you mean?
I don't think so.
Oh, Nightcore music genre.
Ah!
Oh, wait, no. Nightcore art. All right, well, let's see what this sounds like. Well, this sounds like an ad.
Oh, good.
Yeah, okay,
three,
great.
3, 2, I'm not paying for Google. fucking
Google YouTube Red or whatever.
Yeah.
YouTube Red.
Let's find out.
Okay.
I'll skip forward. That does not sound like a chipmunk.
Hang on.
Do you mean hyperpop?
No.
Because, yes, hyperpop has high-pitched vocals.
I mean, there's some stuff with it, I guess.
That doesn't sound like Alvin and the Chipmunks.
But imagine Alvin and the Chipmunks over the top of it.
Okay.
I feel like I'm going to get...
What is wrong with you? actually, you know what's wrong with you? You took a swing.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, it was something that we could easily fact check.
I feel like I'm going to get vindicated when probably. This episode look, comes to be honest, out. Look, that's my belief.
We were skipping ahead. You didn't hear
we didn't
it.
Hear the whole song. One song.
Okay. Look, either way.
Now, it was a mix, so that was three different songs I played, but that's okay.
All right, never mind. Then, so you skipped ahead a couple things. Maybe there is a little bit. Maybe he's getting confused.
100 Gex kind of sound like Alvin way. The Chipmunks.
Well, there you go. 100 Gex.
Hyperpop.
Did Alvin and the Chipmunks, a new one, like, I guess, that had sequels.
Well, here's
yeah.
the thing.
That had a squeakle. Yeah.
There's Alvin and the Chipmunks. There's yeah. Alvin and the Chipmunks, the squeakle.
The squeakle. Yeah.
There's Road Chip.
Yeah, okay. And Chipwreck.
And yeah, yeah, okay. Chipwreck.
So I'm just thinking, imagining, like, yeah, like, in the 80s and 90s, why it was so popular. I was a fucking kid then.
Yeah, yeah.
As a, not a child, I'm like, surely this isn't, people aren't listening. But I guess they are.
Absolutely. But... Yeah, children, okay. I mean, Dusha, what's your reality TV show aimed at? Is it aimed at kids?
Well, I think, I mean, it could be.
okay.
No. Yeah. As in, like, The Masked Singer, for instance, that concept sounds like it would be aimed towards children, but adults lose their fucking mind
for
it.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Because people, stupid.
They, you know what you've done? How much are you selling them to Simon Cowell for?
Whatever he's paying.
You've lost money. No matter what you are doing, you've lost money.
Yeah, but it's still made money.
How much you reckon he's going to offer you?
Yeah,
what would you settle for? What would you settle for?
Yeah, what would you settle? What's the minimum amount?
Settle. See, I wouldn't be a fucking idiot and settle for just like 100%, just like a purchase. It'd be like this plus X amount of this.
Okay.
I'd do the Harrison Ford Star Wars technique. Someone in Star Wars took a car.
Mark Hamill.
Yeah, we get merch.
Merch sales.
But none of the.
No, but no. It wouldn't. I would. It would be like. Oh, it'd be hard because I wouldn't know exactly what he's going to use them for. Because
yeah.
You can't be like, here's a Chipmunks, but on the proviso, you make a reality TV. Simon Cowell could eat them.
Yeah, he's like, do what he's fucking.
And he'll take X amount of money plus 10% of the profit.
Yeah. Of whatever you do with them. He just sends you like a little bit of meat in the mail.
You ate these Chipmunks.
Yeah.
Damn
yeah.
right I did. He sounds
they
like that now.
Delicious.
Simon Cowell became a cockney.
Yes. Yeah. It's a yes from me, Gov.
It's a yes from me, Governor. I've eaten the Chipmunks. Delicious.
Yeah, so would you go on X Factor?
Yeah.
With the Chipmunks? Like, how are you basically getting them to the point where Simon Cowell is like, ooh.
Yeah.
I know, I just call, I like, as in, I'm just like,
just
Simon Cowell. Yeah.
But because I'll be like, I don't think, first
because he needs a hit. He's dying
gonna
for a
he's not
going to
take a call from you, and he's not going to be like, the call is like, you have to go through his agent, and he's like, oh, by the way, Simon Cowell, there is a man in Australia who posts
one YouTube video.
What's the YouTube video?
Alvin and the Chipmunks singing fucking, what song? I would have to pick the right song.
Yeah, what's the right song?
I think for a Taylor Swift cover.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Which Swift song? What are we doing?
I think it would probably have to be something from her album Red, which recently got re-released. So it's and everyone's like, we are never ever getting back together.
Oh,
could be
classic.
Well, we're not forgetting about. Yeah, just like that.
Horrible.
Real bad. If not that, then like maybe. Like a Phoebe Bridges song.
I really love the idea of like you just like looking at your YouTube video and we're like, how's it going, Simon Cowell?
I just need the video to
go viral.
Yeah, which is easy. We got this podcast popular and this is worse. Although talking, seeing rats versus this one because it's pretty similar in hindsight.
Just refreshing that YouTube video again and again.
I got 12 views. It's only been live for seven hours.
Someone downloads it, mirrors it, and gets like, oh, like they go viral instead. You're not contactable.
Simon Cowell's like, I'll buy them off the person who did that. You see him in the comments. I have them for real.
This guy's lying. No one knows. Here's my number. No one's calling.
Simon Cowell
gets a TikTok. A TikTok would be better than a YouTube video. I could get on a For Your front page, what the fuck it's called, For Your page. Yeah. I don't know. I don't use TikTok. But I would learn.
How are you going to then use that to get Simon Cowell's attention? You just assuming he'll see it?
Yeah. No, I'm assuming that it would just be in the... Because, okay, here's the thing. Yeah. You release a TikTok that gets popular enough of rats singing.
Yeah. That is pretty fucked
up. People are writing articles about it.
How can these rats sing?
Are you holding out for Simon Cowell is my only question.
Well, it depends. If someone else comes knocking, but I think Simon Cowell is the best way for
he's
me to make money.
He's holding out for Simon Cowell.
I'm trying to...
All right. Okay.
You need Simon. Fair enough.
Yeah.
I'd like to explore the pitch that you had for Simon's reality TV show. Can you sing better than the Chipmunks?
Yeah.
So can you tell me what a typical episode of
Can
You
Sing... So you've done a bunch of like TikToks of these singing rats. Mm. Some people have been like, oh, they've just got the regular song and pitch shifted it up, and he's got the he's trained some rats.
He's
to
put
dance.
Some peanut butter that's in great. His chipmunk's mouth or whatever.
So like once the people have been like, oh, this guy is like, hey, he's put together some decent like CGI trickery.
Yeah.
Then you when
I get contacted by Industrial Light and Magic, yeah. and I'm like, no, it's not a trick.
He's
the only thing
chipmunk.
I can do for your movies is put chipmunks
so
and sing in
you're
it.
Going on. You're going on like today, as in like, you know, like you're probably going to get-
Today,
meet,
USA or whatever.
Yeah. I was going to say, you're going to probably meet like Good Morning Australia, whatever it's called. Yeah. Koshi.
Oh, wait. You mean the Australian version today. So I'm meeting fucking Carl Stefanovic.
Yeah.
Like, because time has not been kind to you, Carl.
They're like, don't say that. This is live.
I know. And I'm doing as much as I can to get notoriety as well.
Yeah, because you'd
Simon
have-
Simon Cowell loves a bad boy.
He does.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Do you miss the episodes where we'd ask the important questions like, hey, what do you think is going to happen in upcoming film? And the companion episodes where we ask the important questions like, hey, what do you think about that film we just saw? Well, do I have some great news? We went and made a whole show that is just that, Baseless Speculation, where we baselessly speculate on upcoming films, TV shows, games, and more with as little research as possible so you don't have to. Just search for Baseless Speculation on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever else you get your podcasts from, and join myself and these two knuckle fucks as we celebrate the death of cinema the only way we know how, by making wild claims film studios would be too afraid or too stupid to do, and then get shocked when we're right. Once again, that's Baseless Speculation, available on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever else you dickheads get a podcast from.
Simon Cowell, if you're watching this, call me. Carl Stefanovic, get your fucking life together. I say fuck on TV.
It's so funny to imagine you getting really successful just off the chipmunk's back, but the whole time you keep on trying to get... Like, you've got them at, like, the Sydney Opera House. You're doing a massive show, and you're like, thank you, everybody, for coming.
If anyone also knows Simon Cowell...
I'm trying to get in contact with him. Somebody can just get me
Meet the
number.
Man who owns the chipmunks and why he wants to talk to Simon Cowell.
He refused to take any profits until he speaks to Simon Cowell.
These chipmunks are filthy rich. They don't even understand the concept of money.
John Dush has turned down movie deals, TV show rights. That's clearly not what he wants. Simon Cowell, I have a great pitch for you.
So, okay. I think this is great, but how are you trying to get Alvin and the Chipmunks on your side so they don't then strike a deal with someone else?
Yeah. Well,
because like, also, are you wily enough to, like, if there is an agent knocking on their door or like trying to swindle you, are you wily enough to grab your boot and like, no? And
Yeah.
I like that you're saying wily, and it was sounding like I was going to be outsmarting an agent, but am I wily enough to hit a rat with a shoe?
Oh, no, I meant the agents. You're not hitting those rats are your meal ticket, dude. You got to treat them with respect. Come on now.
Every chipmunk with their conversation has just a shoe print on their face.
I think I just lie to the chipmunks because they're children.
Yeah. That's true.
You should be like, hey, well, I mean, they're children. No one can, they need parental.
Does that mean you've legally adopted?
I go to the courts.
So step one
make TikToks.
Make TikToks. Yeah.
Step one is steal the chipmunks from the plastic bag on the counter.
But once the chipmunks are in my house, TikTok has to come first.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because if I.
Because you have to go to. One thing
I need
you,
to prove that they're like.
Cognizant?
Oh, fuck. No, I just go to the vet.
And do.
Well, get them registered to me.
Oh, I see.
Because they're animals.
I was so scared you were just going to put them down.
Why did I put down my meal ticket?
I don't know. It just seems like something you'd
put them. Well,
okay. What is to stop grabbing them and running?
But he wouldn't. No, because before. Okay, so.
If you go to a vet and here are my talking chipmunks, let me inspect them. Interesting.
I wouldn't say talking chipmunks.
They would talk.
Yeah, they would talk.
So you'd be like, okay, Mr. Dusha, if you could just come sort out the pain in the front, he grabs those chipmunks and he's out of there.
You think a vet is going to steal another person's animals?
I don't think these chipmunks are as profitable. We're talking about these chipmunks like they're an insane meal ticket.
Well, no, it's a new thing.
Well, yeah, that is true.
It's an animal that talks.
Jackson, doing a dance on the internet is profitable.
Their vet is taking the chipmunks.
Yeah. Because
that's a huge risk for the vet. Why? Like a huge.
This man was going to try and contact Simon Cowell and make them sing.
But I register it out. Because, like, okay, say Jackson's right and they don't end up being like a huge meal ticket.
Yeah.
The vet has thrown away.
Also, it's a wildlife. It's not actually yours.
Yeah. No, do you have a license to own a chipmunk?
You don't.
Yeah, you do. They're an exotic animal, especially in Australia.
Well, in that case, then I Google that first, which I would have done anyway, because I wouldn't also know how to. You don't register animals with the vet. You register them with the council. I just lie and say they're dogs.
You might get them confiscated because they're not dogs.
How would the council know?
Go to courts and prove that they're humans. Argue in a court situation that they are intelligent
enough to be
recognized as humans so that you can at least adopt them.
Then I would easily get famous because there is
someone tries to prove
that chipmunks are human. Yeah.
If sentient animals are proved to be human, that means the court has to be like, what does it mean to be human? And then obviously an expert comes out and says, it's DNA.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'll be like,
but look at these chipmunks.
They can do math.
These are sentient beings.
They can talk and solve.
But then I wouldn't be able to prove they're human. I'd have to prove they're sentient.
There's a country. Sorry, you're proving basically that they have enough rights.
Yeah.
So that they are an individual with rights.
They are a non-human sentient race.
What's the difference between these guys and the Elephant Man? And then I play the movie The Elephant Man. that upset? I'm not an animal. I'm a human being.
There is so much.
Alvin, say it. Look, say it, Alvin.
Don't do this.
I'm a human being.
I mean, you are an animal.
Court dismissed. These are boys.
You're arguing so many things right now because the Elephant Man, that was just a cruel thing that people called that he was a human being.
Sick movie though.
You
don't want to be on the wrong side of history.
Alvin Theodore Simon, who are your parents? Are they chipmunks or are they humans? Is this a great question.
What do you mean?
Stuart Little situation where they were birthed out of a human pussy?
Stuart Little birthed out of a human pussy?
Yeah, he was birthed. Not in the movie, but in the book, he's birthed out of a human pussy.
How'd that happen?
I don't know.
I'm not sure.
So a human cum and a human egg.
Made a rat.
Yeah.
Maybe like a rat cum and a rat egg were like just hitching a ride on their cum and egg.
Okay, so do you think that means that a rat.
A rat came into a man's balls.
Yeah, a rat has fucked a man's balls.
Something else happened with another rat in
Well,
pussy.
No, I would then assume that the rat and the pussy thing doesn't matter because maybe Stuart Little's 50% human, 50% rat.
Oh, that makes sense, actually.
So it's a rat cum. Like a rat
A rat cum, human egg, yeah.
Rat sperm, human egg, yeah, but yeah. launched out of a human penis.
Yeah, into yeah. a into human pussy and then yeah. A baby yeah. rat.
And the smartest the smartest semen of all, the smartest sperm of all was a rat sperm, yeah, which yeah. I presume acts like a rat. Probably chewed on the other sperm.
Yeah, exactly.
Hitched a ride first, then yeah. launched itself off, jumped even.
Made a Stuart little.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, well, yeah, that, is that the same? Because, yeah, if you're arguing... If you're arguing elephant man rules,
yeah, yeah,
is it so
elephant
these?
Man rules.
No, here's what happens. So I'd like to play saying... elephant man. Yeah. So objection. Aww.
So are you saying that these chipmunks are actually not chipmunks?
They're just people
they're
who
just
are
people who appear to be chipmunks.
Yeah.
No, no, no. My argument would actually be like these chipmunks are clearly in need of a carer. Mm-hmm.
Me. Have you, sorry, how many chipmunks have you looked after in the past?
Well, these were barely chipmunks. They're basically little guys.
Like, so you not were... the same argument. Fuck.
Okay, what is your caring...
Well, like... luckily for me, and yeah. this is a shitty thing to bring up, I would talk to my lawyer beforehand, figure out what we're arguing.
I really like that.
I'm not representing myself. I will fuck it up. I've never been to court.
I really love as well that like we've gone to so much effort to get you to adopt the chipmunks. Yeah. And then you sell them to Simon.
Well, no, because
finally, okay, Simon.
Because the thing
you
is,
can
though,
adopt these, and you just lose all the rights of anything. You're like, fuck, damn it.
Well, yeah, I guess what would happen is like if I adopted the chipmunks, so that means that they would be on like a Simon Cow wouldn't buy them. I guess he would be renting them.
No. Never have kids and never put them in show business. Oh my god.
It's a contract. And what is a contract if you're renting?
That's fuck, true.
That's so funny. I have my very talented three children here, Simon Gale. If you want, you can rent them.
You can rent them and do a show. Here's my pitch for the show. Can't you sing better than the chipmunks?
Can you sing better than my three kids? You can rent the kids. I know this is fucked up.
A contract is just renting. What, in many ways, so Joel Salmon, you're renting me and Jackson Bailey for a podcast.
I mean, yes.
So yeah, wait, see? Same shit.
Are you... Where's the money
I can evict
coming?
You, right?
Yeah.
That's
I mean, it's the same. That's firing. Know, that's it's the same
play, like,
fire, evicting,
I need you to come
thing.
In. Yeah. I'm sorry, but you've been evicted. What?
From your job.
From your job.
Ah. Ah, you were renting you know,
you're
me.
Renting
you're
the job?
Terminating
that's
the
right.
rent
I was No, I was renting you for the job. Hmm.
Oh, yeah, actually, that's a good point. If you're renting someone, then you wouldn't evict them, you'd move out.
Yeah. And then, you could evict me.
So you're no longer making the
money. Well, yeah, that's us quitting.
Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah, that's cool.
What were you going to say?
Who's our maintenance guy? Me?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
If there's any broken pipes in the job.
The
sink doesn't work.
So if you get a rotten tooth, do
the
I?
The dentist
you need to
is
fix
our main
one.
Well, yeah, that's
this?
Dental in our job.
Yeah, that's
anyway,
true.
We don't have dental. Or no. Maybe we do. I don't know. Anyway.
In this country.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
What were you saying?
So where's the money happening?
What do you mean, where's the money
how
happening?
How are you making money?
Well, all of this happens. Then I get a contract. Well, alternatively, I get money from TikTok.
Yeah, yeah.
And then that
TikTok famously being like, we don't give our creators much.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, but the short form, like
you get sponsorship.
You get sponsorship
sure.
from that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The chipmunks are like, you gotta have this tummy tea if you want to be beautiful and thin or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. And then
and then you have to look at chipmunks shit themselves thin. Oh fuck!
Am I a monster?
I'm not giving my chipmunks skinny tea.
That'd be very funny to be. Like chipmunks, you got to sell this tea. So I can't drink it. No,
don't drink
this.
Don't
you
drink
will...
the G Fuel.
Don't drink
put
the G
down
Fuel.
The G
or the
Fuel.
Bang Energy. If don't you, drink anything.
If you drink this, you will shit yourself to death. You just got to say you drink it. It tastes nice, and you're thin now.
You're a chipmunk. Nuts please don't eat or drink anything.
Can you drink it?
No!
I mean, I can.
I'm not gonna.
I won't die.
I will shit myself, though.
I'm still gonna avoid it, all right? Alvin, Theodore! You come in, he's drinking the tummy tea. Alvin!
Now you're dealing with a shitting chipmunk. Fuck.
Holding a chipmunk just around the waist as it shits in the toilet is a crazy thing to think about.
It's like feeding like it hydrolyte.
But you gotta eat these. You gotta,
eat
these. Drink. Fuck. Jesus
Christ.
Now I'm gonna Google how to give chipmunk IV.
Buying
how to
these
wipe
chipmunks
ass.
Adopting these chipmunks was a mistake. Okay, great strategy. Great strategy.
Yeah, because like, okay, here's my TikTok. Also upload to Instagram, Instagram Reels, whatever. So a bit of cash.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
Exposure.
Yeah.
So, like, get them a TV contract and take a cut of that.
Okay.
Bang.
Okay, now, so you basically become a crooked manager.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's a good idea.
Well, I'd just be a good manager.
Yeah, yeah. Sure, yeah, sure, sure. Yeah, sure, sure, sure.
So it's a great idea. Yeah, and I kind of want to, like, almost do something similar, but I want to cut out Simon Mann. I don't want the middleman.
Okay, yeah.
So so when I, you know, we were in the UK.
Yeah.
So what was often being played in the background, because we were looking after, like, you know, my nephew's 1 year old.
Sure.
Was all these songs aimed for children.
Oh, okay.
And they were basically like, you know, about cutting your, you know, eating your vegetables and all those kind of things. They're very catchy. I'm doing my best not to sing a bunch of them right now. Some were about like a duck going for a waddle, etc.
Yeah.
Beautiful songs. It's like, I think the company is called like the Singing Walrus. Each like video has like a million views.
Oh, okay.
Because genuinely what you do is you just like, this is the thing that'll stop the child from screaming.
Yeah.
I'm just going to play it, and you play it on loop and you do this over and over again. So basically what I would do to exploit these chipmunks
would
be the same kind of concept, but I don't need to make it big. I don't need to make it huge. Okay. I don't need to get the Simon Cowell involved. We make our own little production company where we just make them sing the songs, and then we put it on YouTube aimed for children because that's the market.
How much?
Okay.
Yeah.
So YouTube's children programming is a horrible, horrible algorithm.
Yes.
Well, most of it is actually computer generated and AI.
Yeah.
So it's going to be hard to compete with that because it's zero effort and there's like 100 things every day.
But what's Sam's overhead? How much does it cost to look after a chipmunk, really?
Yeah. Not much.
Yeah.
And then from there, you then like, oh, they make the compilations and like hopefully like the same kind of stuff, but then you chuck it on like, you know, Spotify and all those other things. So very much more of a passive. Like a version of what JD was doing.
Another
fucked up thing you could do is sit him in like a studio like this, get him to record a podcast and pitch shift it down, see what they sound like.
Oh my God, that's a great idea. A regular chipmunk
conversation.
Okay, so the Wiggles.
Yeah.
Huge children's band.
Sure.
Yes.
Which is pretty much what you'd be doing with the Chipmunks. The members of that.
Multi-millionaires?
Promised
yes.
150,000 a year.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I like that. I'm going to ignore the word promised. 150,000 a year.
Oh, they must be rich. Oh,
but.
Yellow Wiggle, Emma.
But.
Was getting $750,000 a year because she fronted it. So Alvin, hypothetically,
well,
750.
I'm not paying, you know, they're not.
They're chipmunks.
They're chipmunks. We adopted them, remember?
Samick gets all the cash.
I guess, I shouldn't be looking at their salary. I should be looking at what the net like is in
there.
Yeah,
what?
Because also it's three chipmunks. What are they going to do?
20 million a year.
So you get, yeah,
that was easy to find.
Yeah, wow.
Shouts to the Wiggles.
Yeah.
Sound you're just, losing heaps of that. Of
aim
cut
for, don't need Simon Cowell. Aim really at the kind of like
that children's market.
Mm. And, you know, maybe like for $5 you can pat Alvin. I don't know.
Become that guy. You'll know this story, Jackson.
He's
the children's entertainer, but he also had the Harlem Shake video where his friend took a shit on him.
I don't know that guy, but I understand why you think I would.
What?
So it was a YouTuber that
filthy
now...
Frank?
No, not Filthy Frank. No. Jackson would love Filthy Frank, the pink guy.
Speaking of Filthy Frank, somehow, I think I saw a song by Pink Guy just came up on my algorithm.
Yeah.
And I was like, what is going on? Googled it, found a wiki for Filthy Frank's Omniverse, and was like, I hate where I found myself.
Well, Joji,
I have to get out of here.
What's his name, Joji?
I don't know.
Yeah, because like, he's like a legitimate It's just like a pop singer now.
Yeah.
He gave up on Filthy Frank, which I would too.
Yeah. Anyway, who shat on who?
So there's
a YouTuber whose name I can't remember.
Yeah.
Who is now like does like children's YouTube.
Uh-huh.
But prior to that, like in the like 2010s.
Oh, I do know this guy.
Yeah.
I don't remember his name, but I know the guy. Yeah.
He used to go by like Skeezy Grossman or something.
Yeah,
like that.
Sleazy fuck man or whatever.
Yeah.
And he was filthy and he got shat on.
Because
and then
that
he went-
was like the. Because, he's pretty much chasing the meta, I guess.
Yeah.
Like in 2010, we're like.
Oh, people love getting shat on, I guess.
It's been like 5 years since the last Jackass. Close to around that
so
time.
So we like seeing.
We need more content
grotesque
like that.
Shit. Yeah. And then he's gone kids show entertainment.
Yeah. And there's a Harlem Shake video where he's standing on the toilet dancing.
Yeah.
And his friend's lying on the floor next to the toilet. And then when the kick end happens, he just does a big shit.
Yeah.
Want to see?
No. Not at all.
Here's my question for you.
Bloopy or something?
Yeah, Bloopy. I don't want to see.
Hey, how long does a chipmunk live?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
why if we are like a little production company, you churn them out.
Ah, I see. You can just coast on them for the rest of your life.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Even when the chipmunks have died in like five years or whatever.
All you got to do is like set up a couple cameras. They guys got to like sing karaoke to either current pop songs, maybe, or again, a lot of these songs are be like, your salary, those kind of things.
What are you expecting the answer for a lifespan of a chipmunk?
10 years max.
I reckon maybe 4 months.
Jesus
like,
Christ.
Like fucking a little blip in the wind. a couple years?
They can go up to 8 to 10, but it's usually close to like 5 to 7.
Okay, but those are little pisswick small chipmunks.
Yeah, these are beefy.
These are
muscly
chipmunks that can tell me their wants and needs.
Yeah.
And I'm being like, my tummy feels so I shouldn't have had this tummy thing. And I'll be like, no worries, we'll take you to a vet.
So let's say they're 50% bigger than a chipmunk, so maybe live 50% longer.
Yeah, sure. So good. Like 15 to 20
years. That's a really long time.
Yeah. What are you gonna do when they're old?
Yeah, like
what happens to a chipmunk
out?
When it's old?
Yeah. Again, if they like slow down, they guess like in gray.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like we've either made our millions.
So you've got
look after them. Like, yeah, like put them in retirement home. Like, oh, we wouldn't need to because they're little fucking chipmunks.
They're rats.
Just put them outside.
Care for them. See what they want.
Yeah, you've probably got 8 years of them being
at their peak. Prime
It's basically like having like a cat or a dog, but that dog makes you money.
Yeah, if you had one of those like TikTok accounts and one of those Instagram accounts where you just like take photos of your dog doing shit and you make money.
It's always and this is a fucked up thing to bring up, but it happens every single time, which is like, hey, look at my weird dog, or like everyone's fake internet, and then they die. Dies because
of course.
Yeah. And then there's just like a really long, sad post, and then that account's just done.
Yeah.
And the last post on happy dog account is always my dog.
Yeah, it's always
my
the
dog's
sad.
Dead.
The last post on the happiest dog account is always the saddest post.
Oh, yeah.
But you don't even have to do it because you're just doing the YouTube video. Nobody has to know when the chipmunks die.
Simon Cowell gets to announce that my chipmunks are dead.
Even if we do like, here's them like, aging and here's this kind of stuff, the day-to-day life of these little chipmunks. We look at, basically you're just making them part of the fam. They're just like regular, like how I would treat our cats. Be like, but better because they're not shitting on the floor, because I can be like, Alvin, don't shit on the floor. And he'd be like, yeah, yeah. And I'd be like, thank you. Okay.
Thank you.
I'll give you a call, Bill, right now. You just not shit on the floor. We can spend it on whatever you want. But if you shit on the floor, no bill for you.
Alvin's going to eat ice cream and get diarrhea.
Yeah.
And then he'll shit on the floor.
But then he'd be like, my tummy feels bad. And I'm like, okay, I can pick him up, hold him over the toilet.
I can also
teach him how to use a human toilet, which apparently you can do for cats.
Yeah, Charles Mingus taught his cat how to shit on the toilet.
The fuck is Charles Mingus?
Famous jazz musician.
But lots of people.
Friend of the show.
Yeah.
Demi has taught their cat to sit. To spin around in a circle.
That rolls.
Roll up heaps of things. I never knew you could train a cat like a fucking dog.
That's awesome.
She's incredible.
Can I tell you what I do with the chipmunks?
Yeah, all right.
So I get helium.
Okay.
Make them huff down helium.
Okay.
See what they sound like double pitched.
Okay.
You know you can just record them and then pitch shift them up.
I'll give them heaps of helium.
Okay, here's what happens when you fill a chipmunk with helium. They die.
I hope you've just killed some chipmunks or less.
Because helium's
not because I want to see the chipmunks die, because I want you to suffer.
I put it in the deep web. People can pay me in Ethereum or whatever to see what a chipmunk sounds like really high-pitched.
No, okay, so even if it...
I can.
What are you talking about? We haven't heard what a normal chipmunk sounds like.
Now we know it's the chipmunks.
But I can do that with technology. I could download that as an audio file, pitch shift it up. I don't need to pay you money.
You know, if you listen to this podcast at twice speed, people would say what we sound like.
Nobody knows
that.
What it sounds like naturally.
What do you mean?
Naturally
no one knows?
Coming out of the chipmunks.
Oh,
but I wouldn't be doing that unless I.
How are you
saw
making
them.
Money from that?
Or
is it the personal gain part?
Where this is the personal gain.
You just get to be like, wow, that's really high-pitched.
It's just
high
for
pitched.
Me.
So how upsetting would it be if it's so high-pitched you can't hear it?
No, so, that's awesome, because then dogs can.
So if you... This is the equivalent of being, I want to know what my dog sounds like with a high-pitched bark.
Yes.
And then, like, grabbing its muzzle, putting a helium balloon, clamping, and just, like, spraying it into its face.
But the chipmunks are already so high-pitched, so they're going to sound even more high-pitched when they have helium.
That's how you can do it.
I don't know. I want to find out.
No, but what is, who's what? What are you talking about?
the thing I would like to hear. And I can hear it.
But you can hear it. I could play you a Chipmunk song now at double speed. You can hear it. I didn't think about doing that.
Like,
do you want to hear? I can make this dream come true.
Yeah,
right,
we can just get the Alpha the Chipmunk talking and you pitch shift it up. You can take it. You can slot down if you want.
Well, I don't want to do that. Oh, yeah, I can give him, what is it? Boron? Yeah.
Why? What does that achieve?
Well, I want to hear it organically in my, you know, I don't want to hear it as done through technology. I want to hear what it really sounds like.
To what end?
What do you?
For personal gain.
What do you gain from that?
It'd just be cool to hear.
I hate you. Genuinely, I was like, never been disappointed and mad at you for not wasting my time, but wasting the listeners' time and wasting these fictional chipmunks' times. Yeah, this is it. This is what you'd be listening to.
It's awesome.
I mean, it's great. I love it.
Yeah.
But
and they wouldn't be singing. They would be saying, please stop feeding me helium.
Yeah. Yeah, also it lasts, like a helium thing does not last long.
But that's okay. I only need to hear it for a little bit. And then the chipmunks can do what they like.
And then what?
Just, I don't know. Let them loose. Let a hawk get them or whatever.
What's wrong with you? You had 30 minutes to think of an answer and that was what you came up with.
Yeah, well, that's all I wanted.
This episode's done. I'm done.
And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
I've been Joel.
500 episodes or whatever. This shit. Fuck you.
This is what you've done.
Yeah.
Double fucking speed.
Do you feel like, I don't know, shame?
Were you proud of yourself? Yeah. When you said it, were you like, oh, that's a good answer?
Did you think it was clever?
I thought it was something would be cool to hear. And then.
Yeah, that was it.
Then I found out we could do it normally. So I guess in many ways, I didn't need the chipmunks anymore.
No, you could just do it to us, to be honest. You could just pitch shift. But yeah. Have a normal voice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Holy shit, we have such good shirts available at the moment. Seriously, if you head to sanspantsradio.com/shop, we've got a bunch of new amazing shirts available for you to grab and wear on your filthy bodies. I personally currently own a long-sleeved black Plumbing the Death Star tee with the Sanspants logo on the breast and a huge Plumbing the Death Star logo on the back. I wear it all the time. And I also have one with the logo of the Grey Hill Free Company on it from the latest season of D&D is for Nerds because it looks sick as hell. It's probably one of the best designs I reckon we've had in ages. So head to sanspantsradio.com/shop and grab yourself an awesome t-shirt. We also do limited monthly runs based on specific designs like references or in-jokes. They're so good. So once again, that's sanspantsradio.com/shop.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Ando.
And I'm Fer.
And we host Niñas Bien podcast.
We want to invite you to listen to our show.
Niñas Bien means good girls in Spanish. But you have to know that this is not a podcast for good girls.
Or for girls at all. It is a comedy podcast. So everyone is welcome to listen.
We talk about sex, relationships, technology.
We recommend movies and TV shows and discuss pop culture in general.
And there is Chisme Ajeno too.
A section we have just to gossip about everyone. So you'll find something you like here.
And you'll practice your Spanish.
The cleanest Spanish you'll find, we promise.
And if you already hablas español,
vamos a ser tus nuevas amigas. We'll be your friends for the non-Spanish speakers.
New episodes every Monday and Thursday.
Hosted by Acast and available to all audio platforms.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.